It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being in trouble with the law for being compassionate. Debbie Do-Gooders, knock it off.
George Bush, compassionate conservative.
All right, Russ, settle down. Let me introduce you, please. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to DavinComedy.com. I got to change that. DavinComedy.com. You go to Davin's Den, I'll take you there, too. DavinComedy.com. Click on air. The chat room is there. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
And Russ Ferdico.
What's up?
What's up, Russ? And Joe will be
here. Back.
It's good to have you back.
Yes.
And Joe will be here, in about an hour. On the show, can giving someone water get you in legal trouble? Apparently the answer is yes. We'll tell you all about that. Will it soon be illegal to sell fur in New York City? Yes, Russ is not happy with that.
No.
Great Britain has an outstanding act of spite against President Trump. We'll tell you all about that. Nazi news. A Florida police department names their dog after a famous Nazi. What could possibly go wrong? And we'll do some boozy or floozy, maybe one more story if we have time. So we have we have serious things to get to and fun things to get to, all sorts of things to get to. So, Russ, I wanted to ask you.
What's up, buddy?
So I know, when I play ball. I play softball, and I take off for the winter, the fall, the winter. I come back. I'm a little bit rusty, but it eventually comes back. So I want to know, is that the same thing like with martial arts? If you like took off for like a year or two, and then you got back into it, does it come back fairly quickly? Do you never lose it? It does?
Yes, after a lot of stretching, absolutely.
How much stretching? Absolutely. I would imagine that's a lot of
stretching. A lot. I mean, you deal with any sport, you know, it's just a matter of muscle memory.
So you have the muscle memory.
Yes, yes. With martial arts, once you're stretched out and you get your ligaments and tendons all loosened up, it comes back.
So how long? So like you haven't done it for what? Like 2 years? You haven't trained?
I have not trained in 3 years.
3 years. So say you want to get back into it, just to train, not to not to teach, not to lead, just to train. How long would you have to stretch to not like tear your groin, rip a hamstring?
I would say 6 weeks stretching out. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
I'd say, and that's every day, though. I mean, you start off easy. You know, I'd say about a good 6 weeks of good stretching to get to the point where, you're somewhat flexible again and can throw kicks and punches and jump in the air without ripping something.
Yeah, like, because I was just thinking about, I'm always getting hurt in softball, but I think that's because I'm lifting so much weights with my
you
legs.
You said that out loud?
What?
You get hurt a lot playing softball?
I do. My legs.
Wow,
because I'm lifting weights. And
okay.
What if you said that out loud?
If you get hurt playing softball, you might want to downgrade the golf.
No, because
you can tear something playing golf.
You get hurt playing softball? I'm sorry. I used to get punched in the head. How do you get hurt
That's
playing
why you
softball?
Ask such questions. By running. By running, by leaping, by stretching. I mean, it's not it's not a contact sport, but you're still... I'm not playing beer league softball where I jog down to first. I mean, the ball's hit. You run. And unfortunately, at my age, you run and the muscle.
Yeah, dude, I tore my rotator cuff gardening.
Yeah, she's got a gardening injury.
Well, I fell.
The fall. Yeah, anybody can fall and tear their rotator cuff.
Yeah, but I was just like, I was doing something really pretty passive.
No, you gardening. You get to be above 35. You get to be above 35, and
it's done.
Yeah, it's
yes,
done.
I'm dealing with that now.
Yeah,
I have my lifetime achievement awards. I'm getting shots in my back now.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
After 30 years of getting thrown, punched, kicked, slammed.
That's like with any contact sport. You see these wrestlers and boxers. Yep. Your body just takes such a beating. Stuntmen. Your body's not meant to like land and fall like that.
Not long term. But now, you know, I'm going to be 44 this year. I'm fat. I got four kids at home, you know, take up most of my time. And, yeah, I woke up a few months ago and felt pain. And it just wasn't discomfort. I'm used to discomfort because I have, you know, multiple injuries and broken bones, all that stuff. But I felt pain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is new.
Where on your back?
It's like lower back. It's the worst one, the L5. So I go to the doctor and he was like, bend down. And I touched my toes and he got like shocked. You know, he sees this, you know, out of shape, middle-aged guy can still touch his toes. He goes, you've had this for a while. And I'm like, I had my back broken at a tournament years ago. I've just learned to live with it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I've been going for these shots, which is really weird. The stuff they put in the IV is awesome. That's
like
best
morphine?
Sleep. I don't know what it is, but it's the deepest, nicest sleep ever.
Propofol.
Really. I don't know, really. It's just...
This
lady just shot
Michael
it
Jackson
in the IV.
Michael Jackson milkshake.
I woke up. I was a little hungover from it, but I was like, wow, I feel like I just slept for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. So anyway, I'm going through that now myself, where it's like, all right, I'm middle-aged. Well, I'm beyond middle-aged, actually. But I don't think I'm going to make it to 88. So
they call it middle age, but I still call myself middle aged.
Yeah, no, people are 55. You're middle aged. You motherfucker, you living in 120? I doubt it.
They call it that, but it's optimistic.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I got a shot at being middle aged. I got a shot, although
how are your genetics?
What it is, really. People live, but my heart's all fucked up from genetics.
Yeah, you do. So you're middle aged though.
What do you mean? The high cholesterol and shit. That's why I'm on the meds. But I mean,
I was looking at him funny.
Not like fucked up. Like your heart's fucked up.
Yeah, that's genetic. I'm
44. I make it to 80.
Where'd your dad live to?
80.
All right.
Wow.
And your mom?
Nice.
80. Young. That was a cancer situation.
Yeah,
it was breast cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
Well, she's gone now.
But that was a flip. But most men in my family, late 70s, early 80s,
all
their
hearts
explode. So I'm beyond middle age.
Concern you? I mean, don't you want to get like back into shape? No.
You remember that guy from The Biggest Loser, the coach?
He
had a freaking heart attack.
Oh man!
I thought the
skinny guy from 90210. All the chicks liked him.
Oh yeah.
What was his name?
Luke Perry.
Luke Perry. The guy who had 3% body fat. He fucking dropped dead.
I think
eating steak. Thank you. He passed the whiskey. That guy was bone thin all his life.
Here's what concerns me more than a heart attack: a stroke.
Surviving a stroke scares me.
Yeah, so
if you have a stroke and it goes the way you want it to, you don't feel a thing.
Yeah.
If you survive, your life's changed.
Oh, God.
I just started other day. I started my third year of these workouts.
Really? You look good, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You look good. It's a long fucking time to do shit you hate.
I hate fitness. That's one thing I hate about social media. And some of my good personal friends do it. Like, I'm going to wake up today and run. And I'm like, I'm hungover. Fuck you.
I've talked about it before.
It pissed me, and they're so happy. Today's the day I'm going to challenge myself.
Listen, I want to get into that a little bit. It's a little bit of a little lifestyle change.
The Battle of Winterfell's on. Just sit on your couch and have fun.
Here's the thing, though, and I've talked about it before. If you have the stuff inside your house, it's a lot easier to do.
I disagree.
Yeah.
No. No, the heart
works for very few people, and if you have that discipline, God bless you, because most workout equipment winds up being a laundry dispenser or holder.
Oh, yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
Clothes hung really nicely on the bars of my treadmill.
Exactly. And
see, I'm fine with it.
99. If you could actually turn your home environment into a training environment, I've always advised my students against that.
Oh.
It's good to leave your environment.
Yep.
Go to another environment,
mm-hmm.
and have that be your fitness
spot.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't like that drive. I don't like that drive, that waste of time. I mean, you've been coming down here for a while. I mean, I always got weights thrown around in it.
The barbells, man, they look good.
Yeah,
but I know that you're using
it. It's good that you're used. I'll tell you, it takes a lot of discipline to do that.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing. So I've done all sorts of programs. This is the third year doing this shit because we came back from that cruise in Cuba and we were both like, what the fuck?
You know,
no. I mean,
that's what my scale says.
and I saw the American Greed video, and I'm like, I ate me.
Oh, yeah, it was bad for all.
But so here's the thing. So I'm starting my third year of this shit. I'm only down about like 5 pounds.
Don't matter.
Right, it doesn't. But I'm like a numbers person when it comes to that.
You can't be.
Right, I just get pissed off because all like my really fat friends are like, oh, I lost 6 pounds this week. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, when
you know
we
me
were
when
young?
I had the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was after my first kid was born. I was overweight. I had my gut, but I was an active fat.
Except towards the end.
And there's a difference.
Initially, you were. Initially, or towards the end, you were more of a Buddha. You were sitting
yes.
there. You were sitting there giving lessons.
I had a lot going on.
You did. You did. But
yeah,
when I first
did.
Came, you were still running around
exactly.
jumping and doing
exactly.
at your weight. But when you came back,
yes.
you were not that active.
No. No, not at all. I had a lot of the spunk knocked out of me. You know, personal reasons, shit happens. But yes, you can be overweight and active.
I was always fat and active.
Yeah.
When we had the running of the fats in grade school, I was always the fast fat kid.
No, you were the fastest fat kid.
You know, did you wear the horns?
No, because there was like three of us, like three really fat kids, you know, in the grade. And when you have like the races at the end of the presidential fitness shit,
yes, yes.
I was still fat. I was athletic. I could play sports.
Yeah.
And, you know, whereas they could not. That's and great. I was faster than some of the not fat kids.
You were the
kids.
Best of the worst.
Yeah, well, I was
still am.
I was always the fat girl amongst our group, but like when we go bike riding, they were like, "Wait, hang on," because I had stamina. I could just like ride, and we'd be like roller skating, and I was still going. And they're like, "I want to sit down." I'm like, "What's with you, skinny britches?" You know,
that's great cardiovascular.
Yeah,
yeah.
So here's the thing. So here's what I've deduced in going on my third year. My ass has pretty much disappeared. I didn't realize I had a big ass before.
I don't think so.
But like, my ass is not the size. It's like
I've
much
never
smaller.
Looked at your ass,
no, I was. I gotta tell you.
Yes,
out of all
you
the,
did.
Out
not
of all
realize.
The, out of all the things I wanted to work on, my ass was not in my top 10.
No.
But it's much smaller and firmer now. My
small, firm buttocks.
It is.
Hey.
My arms are bigger. My chest is bigger. My shoulders bigger. My neck is bigger, which is not something I wanted to have.
It should happen.
Here's the problem, though. The area that I wanted to go to, I mean, it's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
I have obliques, but, you know.
It's more of a dad bod.
Yeah, which is not what I... After 2 fucking years... after 2 years...
Yeah. You went
I
from
still,
fat to dad bod.
I still look like before.
Yeah.
I still look like the before picture, which pisses me off. It's like... Cause,
but you're building muscle.
Yeah, that's nice. On top of the fat. It's nice.
But that'll
it's called marbling.
I'm delicious.
You got good marbling.
I'm for the zombies.
Yeah,
you want
go.
To come after me?
Yes,
come at me.
Yes. Like the Kobe steak.
You're marbling.
You're marbling well.
You know what? I look at you. I look at your barbecue. I look at you.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. I don't eat well. Although since I've been instructed about my ridiculous heart levels, I have cut out a lot, not all red meat, and I've cut out a lot of cheese and everything. But I still. Yeah,
It's calories, man. Listen, I'll tell you something. This is from a guy. You know, I used to train a lot. Yeah, I'm fat now, but one of my training days, you can eat 1,200 calories of mayonnaise a day and lose weight. You'll die in 2 weeks, but I'm just making a point.
But once you die, you'll definitely lose weight.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just giving an example.
You'll be skin and bones.
You could have 1,200 calories of chocolate.
I'd love to.
You'd be a diabetic in a few months, but I'm just giving the example.
Yeah, yeah.
It's calories. I mean, everybody has their gimmick, and you see these fitness people, and they got this and that, and the kale, which is fucking disgusting, and all this other stuff. It's calories, man. It really is. You know? And that's it. I mean, if you're working out and your weight's not changing, at our age, too, especially if you're lifting weights, you can get what I call weight redistribution. I'll give you an example. I went back to the gym.
Hope it all goes to my cock.
Huh, that would be nice. Hey,
you would have trails.
I gave 50 pounds in my cock. Bench press this, bitch.
You and every other non-NBA player.
I believe they have 50 pounds of cock, too. They're just very athletic and very tall.
Yeah. God. I started going back regularly 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks now, actually.
To the gym?
Yes. My weight has not moved 4 pounds, which, I could eat a steak and correct that, you know? But
correct that. Get right back on course.
I've gone down a whole notch on my belt.
Oh, that's impressive.
Nice.
Yeah, so and then it's not like the sucking, you know.
See,
the
I work around
pole,
that. I wear elastic exclusively.
I like that idea, too.
I always have my Thanksgiving pants
on.
Yeah,
nice. the 2-inch slide, right?
Sure. I come prepared.
That's for the gravy.
Knife, fork.
Gravy pants.
The gravy pants.
What was that? What was that, Tom and Jerry?
Stuffing pants.
Was that Tom and Jerry where like shoved like the jug of gravy?
We didn't forget the gravy.
Yes. Now, Tom and Jerry reference.
That stuffing pants.
But I tell you what, but see, you're getting those results, which is tremendous.
But so are you. I mean, listen to what you just said. Your neck's getting thicker.
Yeah, well, which is not great.
That's a sign of weightlifting. That's
I don't have much of a neck anymore, which is, again,
it's good, though. Your arms are getting bigger. Your chest is getting bigger. Okay.
Yeah.
So the things you want getting bigger.
Well, let's put this with. It wasn't that long ago where I wore a shirt over this shirt.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Which
I
is
understand.
The fat guy move.
Well, yes, I do that. I know.
We layer up to hide the layers.
The fact that you said that, yeah, it is true because that's how I.
I wear every item of clothing I have.
No, you know.
Pip leaves the house looking like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Funny.
And I could use a scarf too. Do you have one that covers all of me?
She's like a homeless person. It's all on her because somebody might steal all this shit.
I remember reading the book Heidi, and she had people that didn't care for her, and they were sending her up into the mountains to live with her grandfather. And they didn't want to carry her clothes, so they made her wear it all. I know, right?
That's fucked up.
I know. No, it was a really fucked up part of the book. But I'll leave the house and I realize how many layers on. I'm like, what am I fucking hiding? Look at this. It's like everything I own is on.
All right. So the reason I bring this up, because I've talked about this on the show,
my little
journey. So I started with the first program was 21 Day Fix with Autumn Calabrese.
Okay.
She's a little skinny one, you know. I've done several programs with her. And that program came out about 8 years ago. And it's like 21 that you're working out every day, you know, arms, legs. She really focuses on the legs and the ass because she's a chick, which really are not things I want to do. I'm like, oh, my fucking knees. This is killing me. But
she's
whatever.
Firm buttocks.
But yeah, my buttocks is quite supple.
Firm buttocks, he says.
No, my buttocks is supple. That my eyes are my best quality these days.
Fantastic.
Exactly. No, but so that they put out that program, that initial program, 8 years ago. So they just did a new one. Call 21 day real time or something. So they're adding new exercises. So it just became available. So we just started doing it.
Okay.
Now here's the thing. They brought back some of the people who did it 8 years ago. So what they did is they usually have these people that are in pretty good shape. You know, Autumn's in tremendous shape. And they have a modifier, somebody who's not in great shape. So I used to call Autumn and her fat friend.
Oh, God.
That's fantastic.
That's what I used to Well, and the wife goes, oh, we're working. I go, oh, you mean Autumn and her fat friend? Okay, fine. So, you know, and the modification is shows you how to take the impact out of some of the exercises. You know, how to do it so, like, if you're not in great shape, you can do the exercise.
Yeah, don't do the stuff over your head with your arms.
So you follow the fat guy, not the instructor.
No. Right. If you can't, it's a
first.
Chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. 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 Yeah. And even still, now I'll do some of it because it just beats up my knees, and I don't want to do it. But whatever. So 8 years ago, they had this woman. So here's the thing: she was big then. They bring this woman back 8 years later. She might be fucking bigger.
No, I love it.
I think this is this is terrible.
Follow me.
If this is if this is my company,
it's like me opening up a vegetarian restaurant,
right? But I'm saying, if this is my company,
I'd go there for the ribs.
Yeah, there you go.
I go, sweetie, you gotta lose 30 pounds just to get down to fat.
I'll get down to where you were before when you were just her fat friend. Now you're her obese friend.
I mean, I don't know how
much. Even huh? Wow.
I don't know how much bigger she is. But
that happens all the time.
Right, but you can't. But I'm thinking, if this is my company, I can't have that. I'm sorry, you can't. Cause
that shows this doesn't work.
Now, it is realistic. Honestly, it is realistic.
Yeah, it's real.
But I'm not looking for that type of reality. Just give me another fat person.
Yeah, there you go.
A new fat person.
Give me a new fat friend.
There's a big supply.
Yes!
There's a...
Plenty.
Dare I say huge supply.
Because this is supposed to...
Plenty of us out there.
Because it's not just working out.
I love going to McDonald's, man.
Ugh.
I'm jacked.
Ugh.
I don't go through the drive-thru. I walk in, chest out. Stomach hanging over my pants. I feel fucking great when I go in there. There's always, dude, are you kidding me?
You're the Adonis.
I love it. I'm going to go there on a weekend. Yeah, I walk in there. I'm like, I'm so
don't
buff.
Eat that stuff. don't eat that.
And later we'll get to. I found another place where you would feel that too.
Where's so, that? Tell me.
Hold on, we'll get there. We'll get there.
No.
We'll get there. So this is but this is the thing. It's supposed to be a lifestyle change. So they give you recipes. They give you little containers for
that's
portion.
That's the most important thing.
They give you little portion control. They do all this shit. So she cooks with you. All this, which I don't do any of that
and
shit.
She's still fresh. She's still hitting the drive-thru on the way home.
I don't know, but I'm like, this is a horrible decision. I mean, it's good that she's still alive.
Oh my God.
But
But if you're doing before and after, you go, what the fuck? I would just throw the towel and go, I can't, this doesn't work.
Like, yeah, I would be like, no, look at what happened to her after doing this for years. Oh my God.
Greg, I'm already discouraged.
Right.
I'm already, because I don't think, you know, when you hear somebody's been working out pretty much every day for 2 years, you'd expect them to look a little better than this. But let alone what she looks like. Now, she obviously stopped, and maybe she ate a midget on the way. I don't know. I just think it's
not very encouraging.
Right. It saps my motivation. It's like, why am I doing this? Why am I killing myself?
Well, I think that in one sense, if they said, look, she fell off the wagon, and or this thing happened to her, and
she ate the wagon, Pip. She ate the wagon.
She fell off the chuck wagon.
She ate the chuck wagon.
She fell off. She ate her way back in.
Now, not everybody, I'm sure, has seen the first one.
Right.
So if you're just coming into it, it's cool. It's Autumn and her fat friend.
But it's like, oh no, not look. She's back, and she's back and bigger than ever.
Yeah,
you know, that's
follow me. I'll show you the way.
Yeah, and then they're not addressing it. I think I almost feel like we need to address it.
I wish that they had said.
Give me a background story. Hey, she's had a lot of tragedy in her life.
You know, Tammy here had.
She's trying to make you empathize.
Yes!
Tammy here had an injury, so she was laid up, and she gained a lot of weight back. But see, she's back on the, you know.
Yeah, at least lie about it.
Yes!
Something.
Give me something.
She's a motivate, you know.
Yeah. Hey, fatty's back, and she's bigger than before.
I have to feel like you wasted $14.99 on a video.
That's $100 for the year, so it's not bad. And they have all these workouts. It's like the it's the same people that do P90X. That's one on the thing on the
P90X is brutal though.
Yeah, but I'm saying they have all these level of workouts. Now here's the thing. This was a level one. So when we started this, it's an hour.
It's like touching your toes or
No. Trust me. It's not that.
All right.
Trust me. You'll squat and lunge your ass off.
Oh wow.
His ass apparently
That's why his ass is tight.
Really,
and
really
it's supple and tight.
He squatted and lunged his ass
off. You think that's easy with weights? You know, a minute at a time. Take a 30-second break. Minute at a time.
No, it
gets your heart rate up. You're moving,
Devin.
What?
Where do we meet?
I don't think you could do it.
He knows.
I don't think you could do it now.
I put up a retaining wall. Two weeks ago.
It's a different thing.
Get out.
A retaining wall.
No, that's...
A fucking retaining wall.
Could you do it every day?
I put up a fucking retaining wall.
Could you do it every day?
With
that's
nothing but an eight-year-old bringing me water every half hour.
Well, you got to get an eight-year-old.
No, that's
he loves his daddy.
Ridiculously hard.
No shit. How come you don't get that?
But what I'm saying is to do it every day.
No.
I put up a fucking retaining wall by myself 2 weeks ago.
No, that's like monster trucks of gardening.
Yeah. why would you even do that?
Listen, well, I'll tell you.
Because your gland is
I'll give you some
down.
Advice,
I'd have somebody
though.
I'd have somebody else.
And
do
listen,
it.
You've don't seen me in, over the years. You've seen me, you know, in shape. You know, you've seen me out of shape the way I am now. You've seen me very much in shape, too. Here's the bottom line. No matter what video you get. You know, Hannah and her fat friend, whatever the hell it is.
Autumn.
Hannah, whatever the fuck.
Hannah.
I don't
They're
know.
Not biblical.
You know what I'm saying. Your body's built in your kitchen. You can work out till you fucking puke.
This is true.
And that's what you're seeing with the video that you got. I mean, if she's, you know, slamming down Whoppers after working out for an hour.
She's supposedly doing the program.
It's great that you did it. Well, if you're doing a diet program.
It's both.
And you're exercising.
You should lose weight. Although I did not.
Either something's wrong. Well, here's the serious side. One, there's something wrong with your liver or thyroid. You should go get a blood test immediately.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah. Just to be sure.
You could be doing something stupid like drinking your calories. That extra sugar in your coffee. You'd be surprised how little food the body actually needs in general. But if you want to lose weight, a caloric deficit sucks.
Well, what on one of those.
That's why I love being fat. Because caloric deficits suck.
What does caloric deficit mean?
A caloric deficit, well, you have two things. You have maintenance diet, where you're eating an amount of calories as per your lifestyle.
Right.
To maintain your weight.
Right.
When you want to bulk up.
Okay.
And you exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You get a caloric surplus. That's why Davin's neck's getting thick. His check, because Davin is, he's eating more calories than he's burning.
Well, when you work out, you tend to be more hungry.
Deficit,
yeah.
A deficit is you're burning more calories than you're taking in. So let's say your body needs 2,000 calories. I'm just throwing out a number.
Yeah, here. Yeah, I got it.
2,000 calories a day to maintain its weight.
Right.
If you drop down to 1,800, you're going to notice over a few weeks' time, you need like 3,000 calories to burn a pound or something like that. But you're going to notice over a few weeks' time, hey, I lost a couple pounds.
Right.
If you drop that by 500,
mm-hmm.
you're going to notice in a week, like, hey, I lost a couple pounds.
Like, look at that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about calories.
Well, so I stopped
that was my mayonnaise comment before. If you eat 1,200 calories of mayonnaise every day and nothing else,
yeah.
you'd lose weight.
Oh, yeah.
You'd
well,
die, but, you know, you lose weight quick.
It's a nice balance.
So what Davin's doing, I'm picking on him. Men our age, our metabolism slow to a snail's crawl.
Yes,
yeah.
And there's nothing we can do about it. But if Davin's working out, not losing weight, but he's bulking up.
Yeah.
That means he's either at a maintenance level or slightly higher.
Well, he's
not at a deficit.
But doesn't he need more calories to sustain the muscle mass?
Well, that's the thing. That's maintenance. So
yeah.
if he's maintaining and working out, he's not getting any bigger, let's say. His weight's the same. His neck stopped getting big. His arm stopped getting big.
Mm-hmm.
He's at a maintenance level.
Right.
The bitch is when you start working out and run a caloric deficit, you hate your wife, you hate your children, you hate your job. You hit your car.
Yep.
It's called hangry. Hungry and angry. It's called
dude,
hangry.
I am the queen of hangry.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, me too. Oh, when I'm hungry.
But here's the thing.
There's times my wife has bought me a plate. Like if I'm dieting now. You know,
yeah.
I've been cutting calories.
Yeah.
And was it two nights ago? My wife bought me a plate of food.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't take me anymore.
Yeah. She's like, you have to eat something.
Exactly.
Because you're an animal.
So she bought. It was healthy. It was a chicken salad.
Healthy food. But still.
Little croutons for the carbs. That's what it is about your blood sugar.
Yeah.
So, you know, she stuck some healthy carbs in there.
Yep.
You know, wheat, croutons, whatever the fuck the healthy people
yeah,
eat.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I felt a little better.
Yes.
But it gets to the point, yeah, when you run a caloric deficit and exercise.
Well, here's the
life
thing.
Sucks.
The program yes. I was the program I was doing before this, I was lifting heavy weights for me and a ton of reps.
Okay.
But this one.
And you probably want to beat him more, right? Or you
no, actually, I lost a little bit.
You lost? Okay.
But I've lost a little bit because I stopped eating the red meat and the cheese and everything.
Yeah.
I've
okay.
lost. But this one, I will not bulk. I'll probably get a little smaller because I'm not doing heavy weights. I'm just doing time limit.
Yeah.
The amount of the weight doesn't matter.
When you start putting heavy weights, you bulk up, though.
No.
That's what
no,
I've always
no,
heard.
No. Your body is built in your kitchen. I'll give you an example. If you're doing lightweight and high repetition, you get cut, right?
Correct.
No.
Well, that's what I've always heard.
No.
Pip looked that up.
If you do low reps, please do. If you do low reps, lots of weight, you get big, right?
I wasn't.
No.
I wasn't doing low reps.
It's diet. If you
that's always part
if
of it.
No, it's not. If you're lifting weights and running a caloric deficit, you're going to get cut. If you're lifting weights and you're eating a caloric surplus, you're going to get bulky. It's diet. Your body is built in your kitchen. Your gym is just where you break it down and tone it up and strengthen it. But the gym is where you break your body down and strengthen it.
I got to be at a deficit because I'm not eating anything good anymore.
You'll know. Are you a drinker?
No.
Okay. That's a big thing for
me. I drink water and maybe some diet soda.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit of juice, but
watch
I don't drink
the diet
booze.
Soda. Watch the juice. Juice has calories.
Juice does. Yeah, I know. But I don't drink booze. I've not really eating bread these days. If I eat bread, it's the whole grain
don't
stuff.
Don't worry about bread.
Well,
no, you don't want the white bread. Cause
that's all sugar.
So, well, you got another thing. You got something called glycemic index carbs. White carbs bad, brown carbs
right,
good.
I'm eating more of that stuff now.
Yes, the brown carbs are good. Sweet potatoes,
yeah.
wheat bread. White carbs, what happens is you get an insulin spike, which stops your fat body's fat burning. Again, we're back to food.
Oh,
you like that, huh?
Well, no, I was just going to Ben's Health, and it says, in fact, despite the widespread belief that muscles only grow after lifting heavy, you can and will build muscle just as effectively by using lighter weights and higher reps.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How? Keep going. It's
see.
Diet. If you're eating, if you're lifting weights and eating a caloric surplus, you're going to get bigger. If you're lifting weights and eating a caloric deficit, you're going to get shredded.
Mm. Well, I noticed on one of her eating programs, I was not losing weight because I was actually taking in too many calories. Like, her eating program was too much.
If she's 300 pounds and you're following
her
eating...
No, she's tiny. But
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there, David.
But, no, she's tiny.
And you get a Twinkie at noon.
Wait a minute.
If I do 3 reps, do I get a Twinkie?
Yeah, there you go.
I can manage
that. We're going to do lunges and eat fucking ho-hos.
Lunges suck. I don't care what you say.
Weighted lunges, excuse me. We're going to do weighted lunges.
Oh, weighted.
Yes,
no.
I haven't said weighted lunges.
No, lunges and squats.
I guess no ho-hos for me.
She's a Democrat,
lunges.
So I don't think you can eat certain things. You can have Oreos, no?
What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
The Oreo thing.
What's the Oreo thing?
Didn't Trump have banned Oreos for Democrats or something like that?
No, for Chris Christie. He made fun of Chris Christie because he likes Oreos.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Oh, some shit like that.
Look at you trying to start shit. And as usual, not knowing what you're talking about.
We don't like Christie either. Give me those Oreos.
Here's the thing, though. So I started...
Christie, dude, that confused me. A Republican governor and the gas prices still went up in Jersey. Even with a Republican, the fucking communists always win, I guess.
Yeah, he's
communist.
A mess.
What are you talking? You're trying to get us to fight about fucking Trump. He's trying so
yes,
hard.
Yes, I know.
Trump fight! Trump fight! No, like, I don't want to fight with you tonight.
But that's nice.
We're going to talk about Nazi dogs. But I'm telling you, man, it's about calories.
Yeah, I guess.
It is.
I took
look it up.
I
will give you research. I've actually written papers on this. I'll email them to you. Some of them, God, they're 15 years old.
But it doesn't change. It's not like one of those, you know, fly-by-night kind of diets where it's like, oh, this week we're on keto, and then we were...
Keto, short-term, and people jump on me for this. That was my training diet. If I had to make weight, I had to lose 15 pounds,
mm-hmm.
I ran a keto diet.
But the thing is that it's
puts
not...
puts a lot of stress on your liver and your kidneys.
You have to do things that are longer term.
I have pissed out a kidney stone on a keto diet. And I don't ever want to do that again.
Oh.
Because I just don't want to do that.
How'd you enjoy having that baby?
Exactly, really. I mean, to be standing over a toilet.
He brought it to term.
Yeah. I was in Alabama. I had no choice.
Push that kidney out, bitch.
For 6 weeks, you know.
Fucking Alabama. Anyway, that hurt. That really hurts. So,
I'm not fucking anything in Alabama, just in case.
No. Dude, you got a stone down there? You got a... Yeah.
I'm trying to remember my time in Alabama. Anyway, so I'm doing a show on Saturday.
You've actually been there?
Yeah, of course. Wow. I tore the nation. Of course I have.
Yeah.
I brought Joe with me once, too.
Joe, I can see in Alabama. You,
They lost a lot of weight running.
I think they had too many Rosenblatts in Alabama.
No, they lost a lot of weight running from the torches.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
I blend wherever I go.
Rosenblatt.
I blend wherever I go.
Yeah, it's like,
that
wait
don't
a minute.
Sound Protestant.
They sent us a New York Jew and an Italian.
That's the best part.
That was the first time I played Alabama.
Get the Bic ready.
First time I played Alabama, I was pretty sure they'd never seen Jews before. But after that.
Probably not.
Oh,
sorry.
God.
So I'm doing the show on Saturday night, and I'm on stage. I'm talking around with this Dominican guy, and he says his wife pays for everything. That's cool. That's fine. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to judge. He then calls his wife his fat girl.
What?
No.
In public?
In front of everybody.
In front of her?
Yeah, she's sitting right there.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Did she hit him?
Well, I'm blown away by this.
Yeah.
You think? In New York, you would have gotten stabbed.
I'm like...
By her.
Yeah, exactly. The girl would have stabbed you.
I'm like... You mean P-A? I'm like trying. I'm like...
Trying to give him an out?
First of all, I go... First of all, I've never seen a guy work this hard to try not to get laid.
I know.
Why don't you rub a snot on her, right?
Hey, yeah.
Baby.
Hey, this one's for you.
But then I said no. I said, I go, P-H-A-T, right? He goes, no. I go, no. I go, are you insane? Then I had to turn to the black guy. I go, because I figure I don't know what this shit is.
Right.
I figure I'm usually pretty cool. I know what's going on in the world. But perhaps, you know, when in doubt, talk to the black people and the
perhaps
white people.
Perhaps this is an ethnic thing. Yeah. I don't get.
You know, sometimes the brothers and sisters get pop culture long before I do.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, forget about what Canada gets and Pennsylvania gets. They take forever getting shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I asked the black guy. I go, have you ever heard of this? He goes, no. I go, well, then this is just some bullshit you're doing.
Yeah.
He goes, no, she likes it.
What?
She did not have a problem with this.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Yeah. I've
No.
That wouldn't work in New York.
So, I mean,
no.
No.
I don't know. I don't think region has anything to do with that.
My wife would have hit me over the head with a friggin' chair and left me there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's... that. You know those big cast iron skillets that get passed down?
Yeah, 30 pounds each.
You have to season them and all that bullshit. And it's no. I'm not doing that. But those are great for husband training. Because
but she don't care.
Holy crap!
Forget about him. She's
happy.
She
with let it go.
She likes it.
That's weird. That's a little weird for me.
That's weird.
Yeah.
This is a woman with very low self esteem.
But then again, I'm thinking. Well, you know, I'll ask the black guy because you know the because the brothers sometimes like the girl, the bigger girls.
Yeah, they don't mind thickness.
Right. Right. I mean, it's a.
But see, they'll say thickness. They would never call one fat.
But no, it's a white waspy thing to like string beans.
It is.
You think so?
Yeah. Latinos, African Americans. I mean, they like string beans too, some of them, but they like some of the girthier women.
Yeah, you know. Well, I mean, it's like, you know, if you have an itty bitty waist and a big thing in your face, you get sprung.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
it's
true.
Like.
Forget
they
about
like
that.
Big
you see
butts.
You see a really skinny black guy and a real fat white girl. You see that all the time. All the time. But
that's where traditionally we find our men.
That's true. I know. Yeah. What if five fat women
have a black boy bait?
I always said that, you know, these I bring the Hispanics with these birth given hips.
They like chunk. They like a little chunk there.
Yeah, and
a little chunk
in
the trunk.
I don't mind if like a black dude says that I'm thick because I know that's he's not dissing me. He's just saying
that's
it,
a compliment.
It is what
that's
it is.
Now how about if he said you're fat? How about he said you're my fat girl, boo?
Where's my skillet?
Yeah, that's messed
this
up.
This is so unique. I was blown away. I mean, it gave me a lot of things to riff off in the audience. It worked well for my act, but I was just blown away by this.
It's not normal about that at all.
No.
But you know what? There is something charming that this couple has this type of self-confidence.
I
call that mental abuse.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
She'll take it, so I do it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, you think it's abusive?
Yes, I do.
But she's paying for everything. I mean, she could cut him off.
See, the thing is, she doesn't. She kind of reminds me of somebody from my family that she would. The way her husband talks to her, and this is before they got
public
married.
Too. But he wasn't saying it meanly.
No, it doesn't matter because it's like it's when you public. Get. Because everybody knows this is not a thing you say to women.
I most certainly did not. I did not concur with him.
Yeah. I hope not.
I told I go, dude, you're crazy as hell and you're beautiful. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, it's like the women who are on my 600-pound life, nobody says that shit.
Well, but somebody should have, though.
The only time
the women on the
they should have.
Somebody should say, you know what, you're my fat girl. Hey, keep it up. You're going to be my fat corpse. But this woman
I've made fun of fat female politicians, but those are politicians. I don't carry them in the same class as human beings. They're just dirty politicians.
Yeah, but do you make fun of the fat men politicians,
yeah,
too?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
We have a fatty as president
absolutely.
Right now.
Right. Absolutely.
You ever see him in his tennis
shorts?
Equal
opportunity.
If you're an
like
equal opportunity fattest.
If you're bald, if you're a politician, any physical flaw you have, I have no problem just throwing it out there.
Okay, just because they're disgusting people.
Exactly. Yeah. Correct. But that's publicly embarrassing your significant other.
And it's like that post
that's
to me.
And
problem.
She wasn't really fat. Like she wasn't fat. Maybe a little thick. She wasn't fat.
So that's even more
it's
wrong.
It's just weird, though.
It's just weird.
Because usually, it's actually a thinner Caucasian woman who...
Latino. He was Dominican. I think she was Latina of some sort. I didn't get into it with her, you know, because I was so taken aback by this guy.
I had work to do. You had to break that down.
How I'll break down shit on it. I'll stop a fucking
show. It's like,
I do it on this radio show all the time.
Yeah, it's like, back up.
That's a weird relationship. That's all
that
I
is very
say.
Weird.
So you guys think it's abusive?
I think that that's a subtle level abusive. Well, she's paying for everything. He's calling her fat. I think that she doesn't feel good about herself, and she's just taking it because she's afraid she can't get better. That's what I feel. That doesn't sound right.
I'm thinking she's just gotten used to it and numb to it.
Yeah, I know.
Even if it's done in public. I mean, at home.
But wait, you know what? Maybe
in public. At home, you get
the cast iron skillet. But in public, that's a whole other way.
But maybe the problem is, fat is just an adjective. And we connotate it to be negative. Maybe we shouldn't.
Maybe
we're the ones that are wrong.
No, but knowing that most of the world takes that connotation as negative,
but maybe they're more
saying it in an auditorium.
Maybe they're more
evolved.
I'm
fat. Publicly, even if it wasn't a significant other, publicly humiliating a woman
She didn't seem humiliated.
Then she said something's fucked. Maybe, like I said,
maybe they're more evolved.
It could have been 5-10 years of abuse where she's numb to it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's possible. I didn't have time to get into their whole backstory.
No, but
as a comedian, I'm glad you ran with it. That's good, though.
Of course, really. I did. I'm a terrible human being. but I didn't. But I did not make fun of her.
No,
I made fun of him.
Yeah, you jumped on him. Yeah.
No, but it just doesn't feel right.
Nah. The audience agrees.
No, shit, dude.
We were all like, "Whoa, what the fuck is happening here? Like,
did that just happen? What town was that? What the
Hasbrook Heights, Bergen County?
That happened in Jersey.
In Jersey,
that surprises me.
Why does it surprise
you? I would be like, "Girl, do you have your skillet in that purse?"
And Dominican chick too. They'll cut you.
I don't. She might have. Been,
I dated a Dominican girl. I was scared sometimes.
Was there blood in the parking lot after this? This bananas, right?
Yeah.
There was
bananas.
Blood.
Comedy club still open down there? Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't been.
Glad the promotions are working well.
I haven't been. I used to love. There used to be one in Poughkeepsie. I used to go to.
I used to work there too.
I used to love bananas. Yeah.
No, the Hasbrook Heights one is good. I went to see him there, it's like they have nice little snacks,
I'm
and it's a good show.
My wife into it.
Oh, really?
Into what, comedy?
Yes. She is a horror movie fanatic, so she's on the other end of
good
the spectrum.
Girl.
Yes.
The spectrum?
But,
I never thought of this being a
spectrum.
Yeah,
in terms of like what she calls entertainment. Okay. What she calls entertainment, I call psychosis. It's fucked up. She gets
says the guy who got hit in the head for a living.
And when I didn't know about Freddy, she finds these horror movies where it's like, somebody who's really got problems.
She likes the gory shit. She likes the
not just gore. It's just
psychological
sick shit.
Sick
ass.
Does she like what was that?
And she watches it at night.
She likes human centipede. She likes human centipede.
Yeah, no, not like she thought that was stupid. Actually, but
eating an ass. How crazy?
Exactly. So she knows. But she
who knows
I'm
where that
watching
ass
a
been.
Horror movie with her. She always does this at night when the kids are sleeping. So I'm like, it's the worst fucking thing to watch before bed. And she
sleeps like a baby after watching it.
She has no problem with it at all. So yeah, my wife, she has mental issues. So I'm trying to ease her.
Horror movies though.
I'm trying to ease her because it's Friday night, and that's a little fucking heavy for a Friday night.
No, it's not.
Watching somebody get that disemboweled.
It's entertainment.
Their head.
It's escapism. And a warning to you.
I've been using I've been using Netflix and introducing her to different comedians. Like we recently saw Kevin Hart's new stand up.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet.
Actually, he hit a home run. They slowed him down so you could actually understand the guy.
Yeah.
Great material.
Yeah.
But the best thing they did for this guy was they slowed him down a lot.
Good.
So it wasn't just this constant barrage of blah, 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 blah. It was good. It was very well written. The script was great. The show was great. And Susan, most important, my wife was laughing.
Good.
So I was like, all right,
TV sucks.
But then she this is Netflix. She said, 1 hour of comedy.
I know,
special.
But it just doesn't translate.
No, I get what you're saying. No, it's not the same as like being a guy. I love Caroline's.
Any comedy.
I love,
club.
Yes. I
any
love,
comedy.
I love, that's the next step for my wife.
Yeah,
the
bring
next
it,
step
her.
Is a comedy. Yes, I got her on TV. There's no chainsaws. Nobody's going to lose a head.
Yep.
Yes, there's no knives.
Don't come
yet.
To my
yes.
shows because that could happen.
Depending on who David pisses off. But
No. Who pisses him off? Because then all of a sudden you see this is the dog that they should be like. Forget about pit bulls. Pit bulls are puppies. Yeah, they're sweet little babies. They should be banning Davin because once the audience pisses him off,
he attacks back.
But there's biting. Yeah, there's blood.
Well, no, I just have material that will make them extremely uncomfortable and question themselves.
We'll get her out to one of your shows soon. Actually, I mentally abused my wife. I did the other week. She pissed me off. The Lost Boys were on.
Yeah.
And you know what she said?
Made my daughter watch that.
Yeah, exactly.
She didn't like it.
It was a softy bullshit vampire movie.
Well, compared to what she's into.
Yeah,
and
really
you know
compared
I called
to what
her,
she's into.
I said, you're a psychotic bitch and walked away.
Wow.
Yes.
A little strong.
Wow.
Yeah,
I was so mad. A little aggressive.
I was so mad.
You know what,
so
though?
She comes
to
back.
To be fair.
And you know what she said? She said, my taste in horror movies is pussy.
She's got a point. To be fair,
she said I was
Lost
a pussy
Boys does not hold up. We just watched it a couple months.
Lost Boys was one of the coolest vampire
in the day.
Movies ever
in the day.
Made.
In the day. It doesn't hold up unless you're comparing it to
ever
Twilight.
Twilight's
garbage.
Oh,
movie.
No.
Twilight's garbage.
So yes, I got mad
at
my
wife.
No,
but you
wife.
Know what? It's boring.
She's psychotic.
No, she's right.
Lost Boys is one of the coolest vampire movies.
It doesn't hold up. I just watched it.
We got into an argument over it.
She's right.
Listen, this This is the conversation that lots of friends and families have, because there's always somebody who likes punk or heavy metal, and there's somebody who's listening to John Denver.
Yeah,
and you're not,
I'm
not going to meet.
I don't show people who don't listen to metal. My wife called me a pussy because I like Lost Boys. She's like, oh,
she's got a point.
We can't, the kids are in bed. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm hearing chainsaws. People scream. What the fuck are you watching?
A little much.
Oh, I just want to relax before bed. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Who does this?
I feel like there's a happy medium.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's called a fucking drama.
Yeah.
Comedy.
You know what? I remember
Adam Sandler. Something.
All right, settle down.
Oh, come
on. Exactly. You're going to
I remember Lost Boys being a lot better than it is.
One of the best movies ever made.
Oh,
you call me a pussy.
It's slow as fuck.
I'm pissed off.
It's slow.
Not slow.
I haven't seen
it. Dude, they were
really
riding dirt bikes on the beach. That's awesome. And they were vampires riding dirt bikes on the beach, which makes it even better.
In 1991, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It's not awesome now.
Oh, I love it. So I watched it anyway. Because she felt bad, too, after she was hugging and kissing all that stuff.
Well, because you're her psychotic pussy.
Well, no, she's a psychotic one. I just want to watch a vampire movie that has dirt bikes in it, and I get called a pussy.
You know what?
I'm like, are you kidding
me? Let's be honest.
Let's
break it down. How badass can a movie, a vampire movie be when it features both Coreys? I mean, really.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, when Corey Haim and Corey Feldman are your leads, you're not really that badass. And I like the Coreys.
I know.
No ill will against the Coreys.
Not a pussy vampire movie.
It's a pussy movie. Listen, I remembered it a lot more fondly, too. And I acted indignant when my daughter didn't like it. But she's got a point. It's slow as fuck. She liked the new It. Like, I've never seen the old one. But she liked the new It.
Not watching it.
Yeah, my wife
knew it was done well.
My wife wouldn't watch it. My daughter wanted to watch it. I'm like, fine, I'll watch
my
it.
My wife thought it wasn't scary enough. I'm sitting there.
I'm in
parts like that, and she was that person in the theater because I want to go see it.
Yeah,
and she's saying what's going to happen.
Oh no!
And she knows she's such a horror nut. She knows.
Yeah,
my wife
could
write horror if she wanted to.
Yeah, but she can't say it in
like
the theater.
Even at night when I'm watching one of her fucking Looney Tune movies, like I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to know what's happening. All I know is that somebody's about to get ripped in half. She tells me how it's going to happen, through what window, door, whatever.
That's
how do you know that?
That's no good.
She's such a horror movie fan.
She's ruining the movie.
So she did that in It.
Oh.
So I told her, I was like, would you shut up? You're going to get this. People waited 30 years for this. Somebody's going to beat the fuck out of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, please. So some
they're going to think we're black.
When you're
oh, I say terrible things.
That's fucked up.
No.
Just for the record, she does not bring her own food into the theater.
I do. I most certainly do.
By the way, if your giant husband is saying, stop it, you're going to get us beat up, you should probably listen.
Dude, like I said, this is a hard, that's a hardcore crowd, man. These are people
They'll hurt you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
They'll hurt
you. Oh, yeah, I see some of the chat rooms and the Facebook drama.
Why? I'm an adult. No, I don't.
Heart. So I don't want to go see the second one with her because...
Second what?
It. They're coming out with it. The second set. It's two movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's Stephen King broke it up into two movies. So they stayed true. And, you know, it is coming out. I think this year and next year it's coming out.
That'll be another movie.
It's called Shit.
I don't want to get jumped because of her. She does it at home and I ignore it.
Right, but you
and
can't do that.
It's aggravating because I'm actually sitting there. I'm like, wow, what's going to happen? Is that guy going to live?
No, she's got to dummy
up. No, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. And the cycle
she's
got
to dummy up.
No, she's getting
She's got to dummy up. She's ruining the adventure for you.
And then you watch an action movie with her, and you know what she does?
What?
She turns to me, baby, what's going to happen now? It's a fucking action movie. Watch it. They'll let you know immediately. She's one of those.
No, the wife does that too. We'll be watching. Like, oh, what's going to happen? I'm like, I'm watching
the
same time you are.
I don't know. It wasn't this. We were watching Black Hawk Down. I'm like, can you just watch the fucking movie?
Well,
like,
I think the helicopter's going to crash.
Are they
going
to get shot? I'm like, sweetie. But yes. They're shooting at each other, baby. People are going to. She's fine with the chainsaw. If they were running around with fucking chainsaws, she would tell you exactly what's going to happen. Machine gun fire, she can't register it. I don't get it.
But I'm going to defend her again. You know what? These are.
The fuck?
A lot of these horror movies are formulaic.
So if she's
an aficionado of horror movies, she doesn't
read it.
Yeah,
okay, Davin, You get it. We're pinned down by gunfire and surrounded. There's no backup.
I would tell
are
her
they gonna die.
I would tell her the dragon's coming.
Yeah,
I would tell her Khaleesi's coming with the dragon.
The dragons are coming. Everything will be okay, baby.
We're going. The dragon's flying to Bosnia.
Yeah, it's coming. Yes, it'll take 545 days, but the dragons are coming.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. In those movies, when the little foreign child comes and brings them some food, that kid's booby trapped. Don't take shit from that kid.
Yeah,
I have learned this.
Oh, like a Vietnam movie?
Yeah, I have learned this. Don't. You're all going to die
bang.
Now.
Hey, yeah.
Those bananas, that's not just a banana.
It was a couple of years. Black Hawk Down.
I would have to tell
you. I haven't seen the movies in ages.
You got to stop.
So I'm flipping through. I'm like, well, so even X-Men Endgame, I almost kicked her out of the theater.
Oh, no. What was she doing in this one?
What's going to happen? Fucking movie.
The Avengers?
Huh? Yeah.
Don't tell me I haven't seen
no,
it.
No, you got to see it.
I will.
Oh, my God.
I'll get there.
I left the theater. Like, I was choked up. It was that good.
All right, settle down. I don't want to hear it.
No, it was that good.
Spoiler alert. Movie's been out like a month and a half.
I'm trying. I would love to get into one of Davin's shows. Because Davin, I actually wind up getting, I've been to his shows a few times. I actually wind up getting sucked in. He winds up breaking my balls.
No. You deserved it because you were acting like an asshole.
No.
When you act like a human being, I don't bother you at all.
No, you always fuck with me.
No. You even admitted that you were drunk the last time.
I was wasted when
exactly.
I got there.
Exactly.
What did you do?
I was just fucking with him.
Yeah, and he's the fucking ninja with the martial arts. You know me. I'm the fucking ninja with the words.
Yes.
Nay,
yes.
Nay.
I was at a party, and like, he was at a local bar.
Okay.
So it was not like a comedy club where it's $15 a drink.
Last time you saw me was at a Waltz place.
No.
Yes.
No, the time after that, it was Route 208. That old bar on Route 208.
I put together?
Waltz. I don't know what it was. I saw you at Waltz, but no, it was at a bar, a local bar. It was you and just a couple other guys, and I came from a party.
Oh yeah. Yes. No, I remember that. Yeah,
I was.
You were fine that night.
So no, I was not. Waltz, I was sober.
No, I think you got it backwards.
Nope. No. Trust me. Because here's what.
Because one, you brought Phyllis to.
Yes.
And you brought Phyllis to the one on 208, and you were with your friends. You were with
no.
your yes.
No, that yes. was Waltz. No, she.
You were with
just,
your friends at Waltz.
No.
Yes, I'm positive.
It was opposite.
I'm positive.
I'm positive. Well,
who was wasted?
Who? Yeah, you were the one
I
that
was wasted.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, I'm
going to say who has the better recollection. I'm just saying
I wanna,
that
I
for the
Jack
journey.
I want to say you were there with
out
your
out
old partner.
Hey, Danny!
You were there.
Oh my God!
You were there with your old partner.
Was it?
Yes, and that was at Waltz old place.
I was hammered.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not like New York City where if you walk into a comedy club hammered, you got to slow down because the beer's $15.
Yeah.
No, this is Chester.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You can just keep drinking. And oh my God, I felt so bad. I'm like, do the Beetlejuice joke. Do the Beetlejuice joke. He's looking at me like, I'm going to fucking kill him.
There's a time and a place.
Well, that's like, I have this story that is like amongst my friends and family. Is like their favorite story. And so, but say that the punchline is popsicle. I'm just making it up. But that's the punchline, right?
Yeah.
I have one friend that used to say, tell the popsicle story. Well, I don't have to now because they all know the end.
Yeah, okay.
Now it's not. I'll do it, but it's not going to be funny because they know the end of it is popsicle.
Yeah, but people who don't tell jokes do that shit all the time.
I know, but he kept doing it, and I explained to him, "Yeah, don't call it that because that's the fucking punchline. What don't you get?" But this guy's a moron, and he go, "Do the popsicle."
Oh no!
I'm like, yeah, now I can't.
It was bad. And even when we watched Endgame, I have a child who takes after my wife. We couldn't get seats together because it was packed.
Oh.
So we had my wife and I sitting together with the two boys
mm-hmm.
and the two girls in front of us.
Okay.
In the middle of it, I swear I thought we were going to get stabbed. My daughter turns around. She goes, "Can Hulk beat Thanos?" I'm like, "Turn around!" Just I threw popcorn at her, too. I was like, "Turn around!"
Shut up!
I'm like, just shut up. Hey, no.
When we're watching movies, I will get... I have like a mental block about if it's some kind of like drama or action movie and the bad guy and the good guy look too much alike, like if they're not really fully drawn characters or I don't recognize the actor and the dudes look similar or there's too many players and they're both these same looking guys with brown hair and I'm like, wait a minute, is that the bad one or the good
one? I think that's common.
Oh yeah, because I get...
It's generic, it's a generic casting call.
Yeah, and I'm like... they're, wait a minute, was that, and you don't get to really know them before this start with the action. I'm like, wait a minute, wait, did he say that because he meant it, or is he trying to be, you know,
yeah, like exactly.
Is that,
yeah.
Is he saying it for real,
yeah.
Or is he like
that's
the
why
bad
we need
guy
diversity in our casting.
Yeah, and I couldn't, and so, funny, you know, sure. Mr. Helix understands that I need, like, you know, for those kind of movies, I need, like...
I don't think that's uncommon,
oh, thank you, because I'm like...
No, it's not. No,
but
it's,
I don't go to the whole
to
audience. Is that the bad
dude,
guy?
Dude, I'm telling you right know, in the middle. How, can Hulk beat Thanos? I'm like, shut up!
Well, because, you know, it's like because my upbringing was washed.
Shut your cell phone off is what I
can
do.
I shut my pie hole in the movies.
Yeah, I watch plenty of movies where I don't know what the fuck's going on. I just don't bother anybody with it. I'll get to the end of the movie, and I know how it turned out. I don't know how we got there, though.
Right.
Wow. I can't, and I'm like, all right, maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I can't follow the plot, because other people seem to be enjoying it. But maybe I'm not.
Maybe I just give
up on a movie after a while.
No, I don't give up. I'll fucking write it out.
I
did that with
Titanic. Oh, you didn't like...
Well, you knew how it turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No spoilers. No spoilers.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, right here. The ship went down. But yeah, I was like,
you
I like that
bastard.
With a few movies, man. You just get lost in the plot. It's like, God, this sucks.
Yeah, no, sometimes I, you know, with those kind of convoluted storylines.
I didn't think Titanic was convoluted.
No, not that.
I was kind of
poorly written.
No, I thought it was
engrossing.
Yeah. No, I thought it was. I mean, it was a long ass movie.
The ending was predictable. Yeah, exactly.
The ending was predictable.
Yeah, it was a Tom Hanks movie. It was like the sit through a Tom Hanks movie. Holy shit, dude.
Oh, I love Tom Hanks movies.
It's an afternoon.
Yeah, but they're good.
I don't know. I thought Splash was very good.
That was the only one you liked?
Pretty much the best movie
I like Tom. I like Tom Hanks. Forrest Gump's good movie. It's a long time.
Too long for you?
No, it was just
you just watched The Avengers, which takes a lifetime.
I know, but that was awesome stuff. And
you just like special effects.
Yeah, watching a special needs guy accidentally become a billionaire. Just
we sing it now! We call him our president!
Yeah!
You seem to enjoy that show a lot.
Life is like a tube of sunscreen.
Yeah, like a tube of sunscreen.
Yeah, the orange stuff.
The only difference is our president will put his name on the tube of sunscreen. That's the only difference. He's blindly stumbling his way through all these historic events.
Life is like a tube of copper tone. You never know what you're going to get.
Life is like a spray tan when you got your stupid glasses on.
All right, you know what? The script was written better than both of
you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We fucked up.
You guys just proved how hard it was to write that script.
Reboot.
Yeah, right.
So what's going on with you?
So, not really much. I mean, I'm feeling
perfect.
Good.
Perfect for a radio
goodness.
Show. You said you had something to talk about.
No, I was just, I went down to the shore with my girlfriends over the weekend, and one of my girlfriends, Carol, it was her birthday, and so she bought, she's like close to retirement age, but she's not quite there yet, but her dream was to buy a house at the shore, and so she got herself a house at the shore.
Which shore?
Tom's River.
Nice.
I don't really think of Tom's River.
Bayside.
I've never done the beach. I've never done the beach at Tom's River.
It's Bayside. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You gotta drive over to Seaside.
Yeah, you drive over to Seaside, and it's
20
good.
Minutes, not even 15.
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah. Right. So we went over to, you know, to.
Yeah, it's nice over there.
Yeah, we went off to the beach that's south of Seaside, and the state park.
How was Seaside? You made it to Seaside?
We didn't go to Seaside.
I'm curious how it is these days.
Yeah, we didn't get there.
No, my dad retired down there.
Oh, really?
It has like good and bad years.
Oh,
so,
I see.
I know. Sometimes it's booming. Sometimes it's shit.
Oh,
let it go.
Well, early in the year to determine.
Early in the season because the water is freezing cold.
Oh, yeah, right now.
I'm not a, you can tell by my complexion, I am not a beach girl.
No.
And
no, gingers and beaches are bad.
Yeah, I pretty much handle the beach by going there and mummifying myself.
Yes.
Like, I'll go into the water and go, yeah, that was good. And I run back and I dry off, cover myself in every sunscreen imaginable. You know, everything from, I have special ones for the face and then other ones for the body kind of thing. Then I wear a cover, I put a towel on my legs, I'm under the the umbrella, and I mummify myself because it's death otherwise.
Yeah.
But so we, you know, we were there for a couple hours. My one girlfriend's a ginger, and she doesn't like cover herself as much as I do, but she's careful. And the other one is in the she puts up the copper tone, and she's in the beach chair, yeah, she's cooking, facing right? the sun, yeah. and I'm just like,
look what I can do.
Yeah, like, yeah. Good for
bitch!
You.
Bitch!
Yeah. It's like, it reminds me, I went to...
Melanoma, fucker, you're going to get it.
Oh, I don't want that for her. No, but it's like, I went to Florida with my friend years ago, and she was part Greek and part Portuguese, and...
Oh, God, she could be out there for 5 hours.
Yeah, no,
yeah, she's good.
And she comes back, and she's brown,
nice
and
brown,
you know...
Hair,
and
right? Hey.
Meanwhile, I had sunscreen on, like the highest sunscreen I could get on every part of my body except where you couldn't put it, your mouth and your eyes.
Okay.
It's such deep burning on my eyes and my mouth that it looked like somebody punched me. So I'm uncomfortable. So I'm wearing this. We're driving back home and I'm wearing a muumuu and I look like I was punched out. And she's like all brown and you know, wearing her like her little cute you know, summer outfit. And I'm like, I look at her like this is like Malibu Barbie. And I'm like, I look at me and I'm like, I'm beat up wife, you know. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Fuck.
Poison Ivy look, right?
Yeah.
But my daughter's a ginger. Yeah, I know. And I'm Sicilian, so it's like I think about putting on sunblock after like hour number 5. The African genes kick in and it's like, you know, I'm all
right.
Yeah.
Right, no, but, yeah. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. You're like, you're in melanin plus, you know.
But, she did a potted plant on the porch. So anyway, she was out there for 15 minutes last weekend.
Crispy.
15 minutes and her neck was red.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, the only person who could do that is some guy in Tennessee with a fucking pickup truck drinking beer. I'm like, that just happened.
The struggle is real.
It is. No, it's no joke, really.
Yeah. Well, my brother, who is just as white as me,
he's got it too, yeah.
Yeah, well, years ago, he was down on the beach. And he was with his friend who was also Sicilian. And so this guy, they were both drinking. This guy fell asleep on the beach. He wakes up brown. My brother was so red that he came home, passed out in the bathroom. We had to bring him to the hospital.
Oh, man.
He was in the hospital for a week with his burns.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had him on IVs because his organs were in, you know, critical. I was too young to understand exactly what was going on with him, but I'm like, he got a sunburn so bad
he
could have died.
Wow.
Because
that's why I feel bad. We go to like the local lakes and stuff like that, or even fishing. And you know, I have three kids who, mm-hmm. you know, go about you know the way they are. And one, you know, we got to wrap up, you know, from head to toe.
Yeah,
okay, it's just even with a hat, you know, something. I know, I feel terrible. You know, but it is what it is. It's for our own safety, you know.
You got to do it.
And you know what messed up? Even if you, like an article of clothing shifts.
That's
you just
where
get
you burn.
Like a 2-inch burn in one spot for no fucking reason.
Yes.
And it just,
I'll tell you.
Which takes a week to heal.
When I was a teenager, I always put all the sunscreen on every place. But I was too shy because you know, if you go in the water, you got to reapply. And so I was too shy to stick my, because I was a teenager and you're self-conscious about everything.
Yeah.
I didn't want to put my hands up underneath the leg holes. Like, I felt like that would look weird. I was like embarrassed. Like, I don't want people seeing me touching my butt, you know, or anything. So like along that line, the bathing suit line, I burnt so badly that every time I walked, I was like, in agony.
Yeah, like glass rubbing on your skin.
Yeah. It's really bad.
It's fucked up too when gingers forget to put sunblock on the top of their feet. I'm sure you've done that a few times. Yeah, right?
Yep.
That's bad. Yeah,
I
feel for it, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we do it once a summer. My daughter learns that lesson.
we're out there and I lie down and I'm like, I got everything covered except my feet. I realize that's not going to work. So I have an extra towel and I say to my friend Barbara, could you help me? Can you just wrap this towel around my feet? And she's so funny. She goes, does my work ever end with you?
No, I got a good friend.
Yeah, no, they've got my back and my feet. But so we're out there for just a couple hours. And it's like, even if you're not lying like a beach baby, it's still really pleasant to hear the surf and smell the sea air
sea.
And,
yeah,
you know,
nice.
Touch beach sand and stuff. So it was good. All of a sudden, the wind whipped up out of nowhere. The umbrella flips over on top of itself like it's like half of an umbrella. Shit. And the girls were up so fast, and I'm like, what? And so they're wrestling with the umbrella, and we're like, okay, the wind is like sandblasting us now, so we should go. Like, not a minute.
Party's over.
Not a minute later, the, what do they call the lifeguards, blew the whistle and said, everybody off the beach, we just saw lightning across the bay. Oh, we're all like, fuck! So we're like rustling to get everything together. So then everybody is like clearing up their stuff and everything. And there were these three girls. I'm sorry, but this was like Snooki and her two lookalike pals. God,
those people.
And they've got
meatballs.
The meatballs. There you go.
It was like the meatballs, and they like one girl.
You could be
like
a meatball.
Well, like you need to be Italian and tan and,
well,
and stuff.
I have overstyled hair. And
yeah. And
I feel like there was a time
on
in her life she could have been a meatball.
You think
oh,
so?
Yeah.
I
could have been back
red
in the
hair,
day.
Pale white skin. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
No, but
I'd
be like an honorary.
Maybe an honorary Guidette. I don't know about a meatball.
I could see her being a meatball.
I would have fit in with their shenanigans at one point in my life.
yeah, the drinking, you know, and the stupidity
the
we've
drinking,
all been there.
Stupid, we've all done that. But these girls were, I mean, this girl had on full makeup with, you know, the fake eyelashes.
For the beach,
and
no less,
for the
right?
Beach.
Yeah,
as
a girl wife.
They were so made up.
Yeah,
and they
meatball.
Each have little boys, like, about the same age. They each have one. So this one kid, Mason apparently does not know his name. Because I know his name because I heard it so many times.
Mason,
I know you can hear me.
No.
Mason.
So he's running around like, So, and I forget because, you know, I had surgery on my left. I'm not supposed to lift weights. Mason takes a header right in front of me in the sand. So we're all going to get off the beach. So he puts his hand back behind him, like without even looking up to see who's there. So just instinctively, I grab his hands and I pull him up. And he looks up at me and he's like beaming. And the girls were cracking up. They're like, look at how happy he was that you picked him up. And I'm like, it beats me. But then I'm like, oh shit, I'm not supposed to lift stuff with this
arm. So you threw him right back down.
And he's like, damn it.
Get your ass back in the sand, boy.
Don't you make me have rotator cuff surgery on this side, too. No. He was just so happy. I don't know why. But we're all like, we're all like beating feet to get off the beach. And when we got back to my friend's house, and we were supposed to, my other friend and I were supposed to leave that night. But, you know, we sat there and had some cheese and a cocktail. And then we were starting to settle in. And we're like, maybe we don't want to go. And we were making the decision. The storm hits. It was pounding on the roof so loud we couldn't hear each other.
Wow. We're if only.
That's a violent.
Yeah. Pray for a storm like that.
Dick.
Are you new?
No, I'm not. No, but it was, we were really screaming to be heard. We're like, this is insane. So we just shut up and looked at our phones until it passed.
Because
we couldn't talk to each other.
We just texted each other.
Yeah. We just decided, we'll look at Facebook.
Hurricane
and stuff.
Texting.
I was actually being a nosy Parker because when we were down in Seaside.
A nosy who?
A nosy Parker.
What is that?
Just a nosy body.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was looking when we went past Seaside Park, which is like the nicer, more sedate area of Seaside. They have these tiny houses, like they look like they must be like one room houses.
Ooh,
and there's
bungalow looking
little
things,
little tiny bungalows, like one after the other across the streets. And so I looked to see how much could one of those go for? $350,000
for a friggin' shed.
For a shed.
A little much.
I mean, you could.
And you got to replace it because we get, you know, 100 year storms every 2 years now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're constantly rebuilding. Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. No. Not cheap.
Wow. Because I thought, wouldn't it be nice to have a little tiny room like that so
you can
go
down once
you can
in
go
a
to the
while.
Beach?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I want a mansion on the beach. Fuck that.
Maybe someday you'll have one.
I'm working towards it.
Well, see, now I know I have Carol's house.
That's huge. having the friend that has the beach house or the bay house.
And who will put up with me. Wait, we have to add that part.
Well, we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
That
look,
is nice
it's less than this.
I'm going away with you to Vegas. We'll see if you make it back on that flight.
Wow.
You might get left. There's a very distinct possibility.
No, Mr. Helix will drag me along. He hasn't left me yet.
Nah, not when he sees other options.
No. He's already seen other options. 20 years
No, I'm talking about peace and quiet.
No, I've had laryngitis before, and he still kept me afterwards.
Well,
once he realized.
Benefits carry a lot of clout.
He realized,
no.
He realized, yeah. Yeah, we're paying her through the nose for them right now, but Mama's got to go back to work.
It's funny shit.
Yeah.
Well, he knows one day he might need him, so he's got to keep you around.
Oh, yeah. No, he knows. I'm good for stuff like that.
That's why I keep you around. Yeah, I figure something happens to me, you know.
What?
I'm part of the family.
You're getting my benefits.
I feel I'm like your child.
I did not adopt you.
I feel like perhaps you should, as precautionary measures. Once you get a job.
Oh, I see. But
not
right
now.
I'm useless.
No, not now. I'm good. I'm good.
Listen, I'm useless to everybody. We went out last night to our friend Mercedes. It was her birthday, and her daughter's band was playing.
Right.
And so that was really great. It was out in Brooklyn, which is a hike and a half. But
yes, it is.
But I love the band. They're the New Myths, and they're so good. Three girls, they can all sing. They all play really well. It was really good.
Nice.
Yeah. And so we went out there, and we were out too late. So I slept away the whole friggin' day. I was supposed to be gardening. God damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take our first break. Joe has just walked in. On the break, we got new music from Christopher Taylor and with You, Life's Beautiful, and Aaron Bloomer with Lately. And you can learn more about both them at deucemusic.com. We'll come back, got a bunch of interesting stories to get to. We'll start with